Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, we got Burt Show that you're never going to hear on the radio. And we get to be a little bit more adult with it. Like this week, Jackson, our new phone screener. Man, his mom got mad at him for something he said on the radio that she didn't know about. Very, very, very mad. Where do you find it? TheBurtShow.com/bonusBS. All right, give us an example how rough it is out on them streets, Abby.
Oh, it's so brutal. Somebody tagged me in this video yesterday about a woman who had a little drunk makeout in a bar and ended up with potentially some crime info. Now, I gave up drunk makeouts in college. I can't do it. And this is going to show you exactly the reason why.
So another episode in the dating saga. I have heard a story this morning about a gal in Nashville that had been kissing a guy at a bar, and she got his number, and then she went home, woke up on Saturday morning with a raging rash on her face. Well, she went to the doctor. The doctor said, "Hey, what have you been doing? Have you been switching up your lipstick or whatnot?" She said, "No, I don't think anything's different." Well, so they swabbed it and they sent it off for cultures, and they came back and they said, "We absolutely need the name of the person that you were kissing." And she said, "Why? What's going on?" And he said, "Well, the only way that you can get that rash is from dead bodies."
No!
They went, they explored the mysterious guy's house, and they found 4 dead bodies that he had been eating. So, yeah, if you've been eating dead people, I'm not your gal. Swipe left.
This is an urban legend.
It is.
Come on.
It is. I did a deep dive.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this can't be real.
Yeah, I did it. Because I had the same reaction when you sent this. I'm like, no way. And I spent more time than I want to admit doing a deep dive and like searching like Nashville news stories and about different rashes and stuff like that. And I hate to break it to you. Or maybe this is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm 99% sure this is urban legend.
This is probably just some girl who got a really bad STD of the mouth and was like, "You know what? It's not my fault. He was eating dead bodies.
He was eating dead bodies."
What was the one that was popular years ago where she hooks up with some dude, right? It's a one-night stand, and he ends up like in the bathtub the next morning and looks up, and in lipstick it says something about, "I stole your kidney" or something like that.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah.
So I think the Nashville story is, but there is a study done on contact dermatitis caused by kissing a corpse.
Ew.
Because formaldehyde is a cause of allergic contact dermatitis. And there was a woman who presented with a 2-week history of these drabbed, dry, itchy, swollen lips. And they did a study on it. This is on a University Hospital's Health System of Cleveland.
I saw that, and from what I read is, like, when she was saying goodbye, she kissed somebody in the coffin, and that's what caused, So it's not,
Why are you doing that? They can't feel that.
It's for you.
It's for you.
A dead body can't feel that. I can't go anywhere near a dead body.
Really? I think I kissed my granny on the forehead, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Yeah, because I did. I read something at hers and then put it in the casket with her. And I'm if I remember correctly, I think I did.
When my dad passed away, me and my now ex-wife went to go visit him as he passed away in the old folks' home. I couldn't touch him. She was like a spider monkey on him. I swear. They weren't even close or anything. She was kissing him all over the face. I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Mo, you have any dead body stories you'd like to share?
No, I don't think. I was trying to think of if I kissed my grandmother, but I don't think I did. I touched her. I didn't kiss her.
Because it is weird, because, like, yeah, the...
I would just so take cool. their hand and like give me a high five.
You just go grab the hand and be like, yep. fist bump.
If I had a handshake, you still got to do it.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hopefully that makes you feel better. That's not true.
You wanted it to be true?
I wanted it to be true.
Why did you want that to be true, Abigail?
Because then it makes me feel better about my experiences.
Why do you keep calling her Abigail and that's not her name?
Because I told her that a long time ago, that I was going to do that.
Because okay.
Yes.
It has confused me every time. Yes. I'm like, I swear that's not
Because I got Herbert
name.
And I got Maurice, and she is like technically just Abby, but I go, yeah, but when I have to like say something emphatically, I'm just going to call you Abigail even though that's not your real
name.
You've
got to pick a name for Kristen over here then.
Yeah,
is that the mad name? The man, like Abigail or Maurice yes. or Herbert. That's what yes. I call you, like Kristen Marie.
Yes, which is not my middle name, but whatever. If you want to say Kristen Renee.
Don't say that.
Yes.
That's Tommy's
wife. Tommy's wife.
I kind of like the idea of calling you Christopher. I don't know why.
Do it. Christopher. I do act like a boy a lot of the times with my humor, so feel free.
Back to the dead thing. I did tell you guys that I've dated two morticians in my life, right?
What?
Yeah.
I think I forgot that.
Two morticians.
I didn't know that.
Crazy, right?
Really?
And they both used to say the exact same thing. Like, it's the most peaceful job you'll ever have. Nobody's complaining back there. They loved it.
And why'd you break up with them? Deadly.
Thomas.
Come on.
So when I was doing this deep dive, trying to like snopes it out and figure out if that was true or whatnot, and couldn't find like the news story in Nashville, I did come across another urban legend, and this had spread as well. So if you see this on the TikTok, I'm pretty sure this is not true as well. But a girl got an STI, and turns out she was dating a guy who worked in the morgue, and he was allegedly getting freaky with the corpses, and that's how she got it. But again, urban legend.
Wow.
Urban legend.
Wow.
Yeah. Not true.
Ooh, that's dark.
That's rock bottom.
Yeah.
I heard morticians say it was not peaceful working back there because there's a lot of paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Nah, both of them were like, nah, it's the best job I've ever had.
Kaylee has witnessed an embalming.
Yeah, we got access to a 24-hour mortuary one time. And they just
access? Yeah, who's we? You and the family?
I don't know, me and one of my buddies.
Kids, we can't afford Disney.
These guys don't care.
Speakeasy.
They're eating sandwiches while they're doing it, while they're like draining people's fluids. It's crazy.
How did this opportunity present itself for you and a buddy to go to a 24-hour mortuary?
Well, I was working as a body piercer at the time, uh-huh. and so we had one of the guys who did it. He was kind of a crazy little freak, and we like hung this dude from hooks, like suspended this guy, and so he just let us in.
Okay. Do you regret asking more questions?
Wow. Yeah, I do.
Christopher, less questions.
This has really gone in a lot of different directions. We all in here know a guy that his job is to clean up crime scenes.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Can you imagine, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the worst.
Wow.
Yep.
Because I remember he dropped us off at our house and then had to immediately leave and go head to a crime scene.
Yep.
To clean it up. They pay well. If you want to be one of those, like, hazmat people that clean up crime scenes.
Stomach it.
Yep. There's a lot of jobs open.
The Burt Show.